morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
It's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hi,
that's George Rollins. Good morning.
That's her.
That's us.
I'm Robin, by the way.
Yeah.
And George is there.
I'm the girl one.
Not the other way around. Oh, I didn't tell you.
What?
Oh, I've got to tell you.
Okay.
Am I interrupting a bit of yours?
Well, yeah, massively, but go ahead. I want to know now.
I need to tell you. You know, we had that photo session.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah. What?
So it's Robin Banks and George Ryland, okay?
Right.
That's what it is. That's what it says on the tin.
That's all
the jingles say. And we had photos taken together.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We had them round the wrong way.
What?
So when you put Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Oh, have you? Oh, that would never occur to me.
Yeah. We should have been standing.
The other way. We did the whole lot like that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah. And we should have known.
That's so us.
Now, can we mirror that? Like in Photoshop
yes,
or something?
Yes, you can.
I'm sure you can
if you know what you're doing.
To flip me around the other side.
Yeah.
So it actually makes sense now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because sometimes when you see like celebrity stories, it's the same picture but different ways.
Yeah, but
it's possible. I know it is.
Did I have my T-shirt on that had writing on it? Because...
Oh, yeah, you probably did.
If we do flip them around the other side, it's... Well,
it's going to have to be the George Ryland Robin Banks show, isn't it?
Let's just change the jingles from now on, then.
George Ryland and Robin Banks.
On High FM.
It's High FM, and I believe it's time for the dad jokes that Robin's promoted.
Dude, I didn't say dad jokes.
Yeah, but you're a dad, so they are.
Don't set it up like this, because I want to go into this in a positive way. This is not negative. People
just
say, now,
if you go in up there, and the jokes are probably there,
I'm just trying to... You do this to me all the time. Lionel Richie is postponing his tour with Mariah Carey to have knee surgery. For 6 to 8 weeks after surgery, doctors say no touring, no strenuous exercise, and for Pete's sake, no dancing on the ceiling.
What a feeling!
Woo!
Dancing on the ceiling.
Oh, yes!
How can you not class that as a dad joke?
That's hilarious, man.
That's a good one.
I really hope that he's got a competent surgeon so he doesn't have to sing in the operating room.
Hello? Is it knee you're looking for?
No.
Because he's having knee surgery.
Yeah.
He's having knee surgery,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Is it knee you're looking for? He tried to put off the surgery, but the pain began lasting all night long.
How long did it take to write these?
All night long. All night long.
Oh, I left that door wide open.
All night long. Yeah. All night long.
All night.
You love it.
Loves it.
There you go. There's your Lionel Richie gags.
Yeah, it's literally made my day, and there's a lot of 4-year-olds laughing.
Weekday morning.
Get on. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. Mine's Robin Banks. George Ryland's over there.
Good morning.
And Mowlett's in.
Good
who was
morning.
Just trying to run out.
Yeah, she was. She could see the mics going up and she was like running. It's like, oh, come back here. You all right?
Yeah.
You sure?
A bit shy.
Don't be shy. You're brilliant. You're fantastic. We did this feature a couple of weeks ago called Let's Try and Annoy Mowlett.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't. Because you're just so nice.
Thank you.
She's nothing annoys her. In your life, what does annoy you? There must be something that...
My husband.
Your husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, but husbands don't count. That's you get married to be annoyed. You know that that's going to happen.
You guys are really selling it. Oh, no, I'm gutted I'm not married. It sounds amazing.
So what does your husband do that really annoys you?
He's very stubborn.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
We don't get along.
Ever?
Yeah.
No, not ever.
Yeah. How long have you been married for?
5 months.
I don't like him.
Yeah. I shall get another. Bring me another husband now.
You've got to get
this is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
I've come to an age now that I would rather stay at home rather than go out.
How long's that been for?
Although when I'm out, I usually do have a good time. But if I arrange something, there's always a big part that wants to cancel.
And he's overjoyed when they cancel, I imagine.
I'll message the person I'm meeting with, "Are you still okay for later?"
Please don't be.
Then they reply, "Yeah, don't you want to go?"
No.
And well, I reply, "No, I do. Just seeing if there's any weakness on your part."
Please.
Oh, there's nothing better in the world than cancelling. It's like just a dream. Just going from "I have to do something" to "I'm doing nothing."
So antisocial.
Cancelling dinner plans with another couple. You think we can cancel? Yes, we can!
Wow.
You know what the best one is to cancel?
Party?
The gym. You don't even have to call anyone.
When's the last time you arranged to go to the gym?
You just do it in your head. Not going. Done.
Robin Banks.
I don't get paid in raccoon pelts like you buttons.
That's the biggest water bottle I've ever seen, Bella.
That's quite large. Is there a litre goes in that?
It's 1.4 litres.
Wow. But my one here is 1.5.
Yeah, I know. this is called a fridge jug. I thought it was like a water bottle for the gym, but it's not because it doesn't fit in any of the cup holders.
That's massive.
Yeah.
And because you're small, that looks
even bigger.
Extra big.
Like a little minion. Is that the right word for it?
If that's the one you choose.
Yeah.
Bella holding a normal bottle of water.
Right, hold it out at arm's length. Wow, that was massive.
Yeah, it was quite large.
That's three times as big as your head.
Suitable for any beverage. We make your table more elegant with the classy style of the bottle.
Is that what sold it to you? Did you get sold that?
I just went in. It was 800 bases. I was like, yeah, okay, cool.
So you buy the water in a bottle and then...
I have an issue. I do.
I see the issue.
I have a problem. I like to decant water from different bottles into other bottles.
Yeah, you do.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up! It's High FM!
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Morning.
This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
And Jishnu.
Hi.
Jishnu, what's your surname?
Ram.
Jishnu Ram.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, do you remember? Because it's...
Ram, Ram, engineer, yeah. And Jish is in really early. What time did you leave last night?
3 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay. I thought that you were here like all night. Just pulling an all-nighter. It's like, what's going on?
Do you think he lives here?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because he's in really early. just uses one of the spare studios to sleep in.
Well, there are beds in them.
Jish, question for you. Now, you engineering guys all live in your own crazy world full of engineering talk. And when we ask you, like, if there's something broken, you blind us with science and we have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
On the engineering office, there's a sign, okay, which has been carefully sellotaped to the door. And the sign is, I guess, written by one of you engineering bods.
Okay.
And it says, "Careful, live wire from switch." Now, we have no idea what that means.
Oh, okay. That's...
So, I presume because it's written in red pen and it has exclamation marks after the word careful and it's underlined a few times.
And it has the words live, wire. And switches in it.
And
it's
bad. There's electrical equipment in there. Is there a chance of shock?
Oh, no.
So what does that actually mean?
That actually means that the CAD5, RJ45, is directly...
Oh, here we go. You don't know, do you? He's just going to blag it.
It's the CAT5, isn't it? Why did you write that? What you should have written is the CAT5.
The live wire is the technology that we are using here.
Yeah, the live wire. Yeah.
So from there, from that switch to the PC, the cable is directly patched. So... Be very careful.
No idea.
What are the odds of dying if you go in that room?
Yeah.
So
what does that actually mean? I should be careful of doing what?
Be careful while you walk. Yeah, that's what it means.
So there's a wire on the floor.
Yeah.
So why?
So just for a temporary reason, for that logger.
Oh my days.
There's a wire on the floor.
On the floor. Yeah. Just for a temporary. I'll remove that.
Why did you say that?
There's a wire on the floor. Watch out, there's a wire on the floor.
In a technical way, we wrote it like that.
No one is going to understand.
I can understand that.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
But you know it's there.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
Hello, hi, FM.
Hey.
Hey.
Morning.
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 Is this Robin Banks and Georgia Rayland show, yeah?
No, it's definitely not.
No.
Because they don't answer their own phones because they're too important. This is their receptionists. Can I pass on a message to them?
Okay.
What's the message?
I just wanted to say hi to them. They make my idea powerful. That's all.
Yeah. I really don't want to pass on that message to them because they'll
not
get
very nice.
No, they'll get big headed.
Even more than they are already. I mean, they're awful. They're the
really,
worst.
Really bad. Really bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye then.
Bye.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Oh.
Still going. That's been 3 minutes. Wow.
We have to change that. I can't deal with it.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings. On High FM.
Let's go!
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing. Sitting in the house.
Sitting in the house. Okay, look to your left. Describe what's to your left.
My books.
Books. What books are there?
School books.
School books. Like what? Come on. Maths? Geography?
Maths, geography, history, chemistry.
And what's your favourite subject?
Maths.
If I said to you minus B plus or minus the square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A, what would you say?
I would say, I'm not studying maths right now.
Five?
I'm not studying maths right now.
It's what?
Five.
It's five.
Of course it is. I've just worked it out.
In your head.
What?
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, kids.
It's a brand new day.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
High FM is the radio station, Oman's number one hit music station. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
There's a shop here in the MGM, and I've not been to it, but I heard Kathy Douglas talking about it.
Right.
It's where everything is 700 Beza.
Oh, yes, down by Carrefour.
What's it called?
It's called Daiso. So if you were our Sunday winner on payday, if you won 750 reals, you could buy 1,071 items from Daiso, priced at 700 Bezas each.
Do you think that the employees get a discount in that store?
I'd hope so.
If they do get a discount, do you think it's just like, oh, you can have it for free? Just take it.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Oh, that hurts.
You're right now.
Yeah.
Nope. She is still going. Over 7 minutes now.
I think I'm very tired.
Right, let's play another song. Steve Aoki, Louis Tomlinson. Just hold on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
Should we do a competition?
Absolutely. What are we giving away?
No, we're not going to give away anything. Just between
we get stuff?
Well, we could do. We could do a little, we could do just like a side bet. I bet I could do something better than you.
Okay. Where are you going with this?
Well, let's do, you know, earlier when I kind of put you off and went,
Yeah.
Let's see who can do that the longest.
Okay.
Yeah?
Wow, groundbreaking.
Okay. We've got to fill a bit of time here before the top of the hour. So let's see who can do that the longest, right? You ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Oh, no, I've said 3, 2, 1. We'll just go, like, we'll count 3, 2, 1 in our heads so then we don't lose any breath. Okay.
Well, should we do it with fingers so that we both
let's
know
do it with fingers.
Same count?
Okay, yeah. Right, okay.
Okay.
Uh,
And Robin passed out. You got to get
worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
How are ya?
Got ya.
Wake up, wake up. I just keep
moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Your favourite website asks people to share the pettiest ways they've ever gotten revenge in a relationship.
I love petty reviews. I love it.
Here are five of my favourites. Number one, after a fight, my husband stormed out of the house and said he was going to go and see a movie. I knew which one it was, and he'd been really looking forward to it. So I Googled spoilers and texted them to him while he was going there.
Brilliant. I remember reading this one, just thinking, oh, that's cold. I'm going to store that up for future use.
Number two, he called me a name, so I cut the nipples out of his shirt. Number three, I waited until he finished the second to last episode of a show on Netflix. Then I changed the password.
That's amazing.
Number four, I mashed his iPhone charger so it wouldn't work. And then I ate his leftover biscuits in the fridge. These are all against men.
I've done the biscuit thing, but the charger thing, that's going to come back and haunt you when you need one.
Number five, after an argument, I put a shrimp in the hollow part of the curtain and closed it up.
Yeah, that is a dish served cold, because that stinks, apparently.
We are 1 week away from that one day a year where we're supposed to celebrate our love. The other 364 days, nothing but spite, baby. Nothing but spite. In the morning, we're going to
do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
Hi, FM, Oman.
And she's still going.
My stomach hurts so badly.
Oh, I don't know. She's now blowing her nose in an imaginary waving fashion. Like that. Waving it away. Now she looks like a T-Rex. Oh, okay. Come on, pull yourself together.
Yeah.
Yeah? Can we get on with it?
Yeah. Fine, yeah, no, I'm fine.
Great.
What are you talking about?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
Hello, High FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, yeah, good. Really good.
Are you hiding?
What?
Are you hiding?
Am I hungry?
Hiding?
Oh, hiding.
Yes.
No, I'm not hiding.
It's kind of hard to hide when you're on the radio.
And when we're in a shopping centre and there's a massive window there.
No, you have to hide.
Why do I have to hide?
Because you're getting invaded.
Is everything all right, mate?
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, hello. I can't hear this person.
Are you on the burner phone?
Hello. Hello.
Yes, yes. Hello.
I can't hear you.
Sorry.
I can hear you.
Sorry. Bad line. Really bad line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello. My phone's cut now.
Really?
It's cut now. Okay.
Wait.
I'm going to have to go.
Hello?
Oh, you're still there.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go! Are you still there, you sick individual?
I am.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you very much for hanging on. Who are you?
Paula.
Right, Paula, you and me both are going to hell.
I'm just going to take the biscuit, honestly.
And the worst thing is, you actually sound quite a decent person.
I am, really. I'm a pillar of society.
Pillar of society. So, Paula, I got to Carrefour yesterday and I parked up. And just to the left of me, there was a small child alone in the car. And I sat in the car for a few minutes because I'm worried, Paula. Are you a parent?
Absolutely. I was really worried where this story was going.
I know. And so I waited to see if their parent or their guardian or a grown-up was nearby. Maybe putting a trolley back or having a chat or something like that. but Paula, 5 minutes passed and nothing. And I counted. I had my watch there and I actually timed it. 5 minutes. I waited another 10 minutes because, like you and me both, Paula, we hate, especially being parents, kids being left alone in cars.
Yeah, very true.
So I go into car four and there's a security guard standing there and I tell the security guard about the kid in the car and I give the security guard the car description and the car registration that I've taken as well. And I then go back to my car to sit and wait, thinking I can't just leave it up to this security guard.
And at this point in the story, yeah, I'm convinced it's a dolly in the car and you're going to look a fool.
So a man comes out of car four with the security guard and they go straight for the car. And I'm feel at this point, I'm satisfied. This is good. And I get out of my car, I lock it, and all the while I am throwing the filthiest look I can muster to the guy who has left the child in the car for 15 minutes because I've been counting. All right? I start making my way across the car park and I hear the man, and he's really, really angry. He's telling the security guard that he had not left his child alone in the car. He doesn't even have children. And I'm stopping and I'm looking back thinking, what is going on? He's lying to the security guard. The child I was referring to was in fact his wife, who happens to have dwarfism. Oh my God.
Oh, I mean, can you imagine how
even now I'm thinking about it, Paula, and the hairs are going up on my arms. I'm so embarrassed even now telling the story again
I'm
on the radio.
I'm for you.
He disappeared and left the security.
I know.
Yeah, I ran away like a man.
Run away! I had to do my shopping. I was out of milk. And the worst thing is, after I'd finished the shopping car for, I had to pass that same security guard. Oh, don't look in his eye. Don't look. Just walk straight by. Back to the car. You and me, Paula, we're going to hell. You've got to get...
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
I got a WhatsApp message last night. It's from a friend of ours.
A friend of ours?
Yeah.
It's got to be someone from High FM then, hasn't it?
Ah, does it?
Oh,
though?
No, it doesn't necessarily,
no.
Does it?
No, it
is
doesn't.
It Raj?
No, it's not Raj.
Is it Stacey?
No, it's not Stace. Have we run out of mutual friends?
Yeah, I think we have.
Okay, I'm going to show you the picture, and I don't know whether we should mention this, but this person was outside the radio station last night.
Oh, no, that's... Yeah, he texted that to me as well.
Did he text you the same picture?
Yes.
That picture there.
Yes, that's
outside,
the one.
Right?
Yes.
So
it took me a while to wrap my head around it. So I'd just woken up for my afternoon nap. And I was like, that's very aggressive.
Yeah, it looks aggressive.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it was, I'm passing High FM, so I'll send them a snapshot of me. I hate this radio station. It's Chris Fisher Merge, who sent us a message. And we like Chris. We love Chris. And we love Tom.
We do.
So
you don't like Neil then?
I've only met Neil once. That's all. I've met Tom and Chris more times.
I'm withholding judgment on Neil.
Yeah. Hate him. So rude. But I replied, and I can't read my reply on the radio.
Brilliant.
I'm just handing the phone over to George, and that's my reply.
Yeah, you can't read that out.
I mean, if he wants a job here.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall,
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, Avan.
Jish News in.
Hello.
Hi, Jish the engineer. Jish, what exactly were you doing for the past 10 minutes?
I was installing that.
Installing something, right? So something didn't work, a bit of software didn't work at the radio station, and Jish came in and you uninstalled it.
Yes.
And reinstalled it.
Yes.
What was the reason for that?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
It's illegal.
It's illegal?
Yes.
So you're saying...
To tell you in the radio.
Oh, it's illegal to tell you on the radio?
No, just...
So you just used the word illegal?
Yeah, I just used...
That's not good, is it?
It's quite a strong word.
Are we going to have the ROP turning up? I mean, we have paid for this software, haven't we?
This is a free version.
Free version?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all right.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100% sure.
Look me in the eyes and tell me that.
I'm 100% sure.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
So why did you mean there's something around this that isn't?
Did you just use the word illegal?
Because I was just kidding. That
you were just kidding. Just kidding. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you know the previous encounters that you've had with the law have not been too good. Like, I'm talking about your car.
Oh.
Oh, have there been others?
No.
There's been others.
Wow.
Whoa. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Do you have something we've not done for a while?
Oh, actually,
what?
We haven't done it for a while.
We haven't done it for a while.
I did it on Monday. I don't know if you...
Did you?
I think you were away, so you couldn't get the radio.
Yeah, well, I was listening for a bit, you know, just keeping tabs, but I didn't hear five random facts.
I did it for all of those that might have missed you a bit. My number one fact was that all panda bears in the world are on loan from China.
You're kidding me?
No.
Five random facts.
Right?
Random
facts.
Did you enjoy doing it?
I did, yeah. They were proper girly ones.
That's all right. That's okay. But remember at the start, when you heard the five random facts bed, you were all like, oh, what's this? Oh, I hate this.
Yeah.
I hate this.
I was still going to mock it. That's my thing.
Five random facts. Five random facts, fact number one. The first time a computer successfully ran a piece of software was June of 1948. A computer in England ran a program that was basically just a calculator.
It filled an entire castle. They were huge.
Five random facts, fact number two. When Nokia was founded in Finland in 1865,
Finland,
it made toilet paper and other paper products. They didn't get into communications until 100 years later. Five random facts. Five random facts, fact number three. In 1990, Crayola's senior crayon maker retired after 37 years.
No, I want that on a business card. Wait, senior crayon maker. Oh, that's a dream.
And he revealed he was actually colourblind.
Ha ha, fooled you.
Five random facts, fact number four. Arnold Schwarzenegger got paid $75,000 for Terminator and $15 million for Terminator 2 7 years later.
Wow, that's worth the wait.
And five random facts, fact number five. In China, police prefer guard geese over guard dogs because geese are more territorial and have better eyesight.
Ow, and they're vicious.
One, two, three, four, five.
Random
facts.
Robin Banks. All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
I was out over the weekend and went to the supermarket. Family day out to the supermarket. Myself, Debbie and Annie, my five-year-old, who caught me farting.
In the supermarket?
No, that was
I was going to say, that's not cool.
Definitely not. Before we went to the supermarket, we're in the mall and we're doing rhyming. We're doing the rhyming game. So
what's that?
I give her a word like cat.
Or orange. Do something with that, Annie.
And she makes up rhymes like sat, and then it's my go.
And then she raps, and it's mad skills.
Over the weekend, she said, Daddy, can we do the rhyming game? I said, okay, Annie, you pick a word. Luck.
Truck.
Duck.
Buck, as in buckaroo.
Muck.
Cluck.
Zuck.
Duck.
Schluck.
Huck.
Muck.
Pluck.
Suck.
Rock.
Buck.
Yuck.
Huck.
That's it. Back to luck. I'm out.
You can guess what she said.
Oh, she didn't.
She did.
What have you been teaching her?
You got to get up. Get up.
Go. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Turn it beat up.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm all right.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that?
Hello.
Hello. We're still here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How can we help?
There are too many echoes.
Too many echoes. That's us. Well, you keep saying good morning. And we're just replying back because we're nice.
What can we do for you?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. See, you're doing it again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning. Morning. Morning. Morning. Morning. Morning. Morning. Morning.
Morning. Anyway, look.
Morning.
Who are you?
My name is Henrietta.
Eventually.
I'm a fashion designer.
You're really calling the wrong people here.
Yeah.
No problem.
Oh, okay then. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Weekday morning.
Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Turn me up. Yeah. Oman's High FM.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
And Bella Tanner's here.
I've got a really important question to ask you.
Okay.
Can you spell neck with a K?
Neck.
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 N-E-C-K.
Yeah.
No, at the start.
Connect. No.
Because knee is spelled with a K.
Yeah.
So
yeah, knee.
Getting them confused.
I know, I could see how that happens, actually. Because sometimes I look at words and they look really different. Do you ever get that?
Yeah.
I can't read capital letters.
You can't read capital letters.
No, it's really bad. And all the songs when I do the Chilled Lounge are in capital letters. So I can't pronounce anybody's names.
Is that a medical condition where you can't read capital letters?
Idiocy.
Wow. Did you spell that?
I'm so tired this morning.
Oh, I feel utterly broken.
So tired. Yeah, but you're doing stuff. You're doing spinning and running and all kinds of stuff.
Riding.
You're doing riding as well.
I went horse riding yesterday. Yeah. I haven't been on a horse for nearly 2 years.
That's not that long. When I was about 5, 6, 7, I learned how to ride. But I haven't been on a horse for that long. And I got back on one a few years ago thinking it's like a bike. Couldn't do it. It's not at all.
It's not. Because I went down with a friend of mine and she said that to me. It's like a bike. It's like, if the bike were alive, that bike's very much alive and it's a lot bigger than me.
So even after 2 years,
I was a bit freaked out. Obviously, I don't know if I can remember how to hold the reins properly or anything.
You hold them like that in between your little finger and your...
I was all right, but it was... I say I was all right. It was a bit embarrassing. I got the horse and the instructor was lovely, but he had to start off by...
Oh, guys. Did you go in there and go, I'm a rider, it's okay, I've not been on for a couple of years, but it's all right?
No, I didn't, because I'm at this point, all the gear and no idea, because I've got everything.
You brought over everything with you?
I did, yes.
Oh, you fool.
No, it's a good thing. I want to get back into it. But I did say to him, just take me back to basics, please. It's been a while, I'm a little bit nervous. And the basics, as it turned out, were... He had to put my chaps on again for me because I put them on wrong. He had to dress me.
Oh, no.
Yes. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.